Fly fishing in the wind in Montana. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I met a guy named Tom Laird at Cabela's as he was looking through flies and fly tying supplies. He was talking to the sales guy like he knew everything there was to know. And I don't mean that he was bragging. He was just knowledgeable. So it ends up that I call him from time to time to have him relate some of his fishing and hunting stories. Turns out, not long ago, he was up in Montana on a fishing trip.
I was up in Montana on some of the feeder streams into Clark Canyon Reservoir. Fishing was good, but the wind was high, so it made it kind of tough.
What does that mean? I mean, are you fly fishing?
Yep, fly fishing. That's a lot of small streams. You're in the red brush. Some areas you're in the open, others. So what you're really doing is what I call hunt fishing, where you got to get close to the water because you don't have a choice. Using a small, lightweight fly rod somewhere in like a number 4, 7 foot to 7.5 foot, and then a big brushy fly because fish in there don't do a hatch. They do whatever hits the water. Sometimes the bigger the better. But the wind was blowing at about 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 40, which makes fly fishing something of a random act. With that in mind, the problem with it is if you do get that errant cast and you whack the water with your line, then they are spooky enough because it's low, you know, it's not a real deep creeks kind of thing. They're gone. You get one mistake and they're out of there. But the nice thing about that is you walk 20 feet and there's another hole.
The technical term for all of that is persistence. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.